This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In broad strokes, it's speaking about Hashgacha, and he's speaking about Hashgacha on people and so on. And now he finishes up. He spoke about different dagas in Olam Haba and where a person is going. V'ulam, v'chol ma shezacharnat heina, hinen izbaya in yisuri atzadikib olam haza, v'shalvas hoyshoim, v'chein anoshim hanafshim mitzad ma shalachoner l'gmul ha-mitzvah z'lovoi. So he said what I've described until now is the elements of Hashgacha that are necessary for a person's Olam Haba. In other words, why it is that Tzaddikim have it difficult in this world, because he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the tachlis of Hashgacha is that a person comes to Chaye Olam Haba in the best way possible. So Tzaddikim, who deserve to live well, except that they have some averis, need to have those averis taken care of. Whereas Rishoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays char. So even though this Rosh HaVetzim is supposed to be, it was Kiloyan Olam, but he had good things that need to be paid off here. If I can give a simple mashal with it, if a person, Lamashal, if you have a very, very nice garment, and you have a stain on it, you do whatever it takes to get the stain out. So you'll try chemicals, you'll try washing, you'll try bleaching, you'll try whatever it is to get the stain out of it. So, and the on the other hand, if a person has an old garbage suit or whatever it is, and it has stains and whatever, so there the person will tend to say, you know what, just use it to wear it until it wears out. There's no point in spending any time cleaning it. Just keep using it until it's gone. So a person on the outside will say, wow, this suit, they're putting so much work on it to make it good. The other one is keeps wearing it. It's not machmas the mail of this, it's a concern. So it's tzaddik is somebody who wants it to be zeicha chayim haba. Whatever imperfections he has needs to come out in this world. Whereas Rishoyim is the other way around. Kadosh Baruch Hu feels they're not worth salvaging, lost lover, but Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is Shalom Schein, he pays in this world. But he says, Ach, Toivus HaTzadiki Bolam Haze, Nimshech HaZal Derech Hacher, Nevar Lefanim Zata Rishmaya. So we're stuck with Toivus HaTzadikim in this world. So why do Tzadikim have it at all good in this world? So that he says, I'll explain later. V'chol Zeh Shibanu Kifi HaKoyte V'Hashen HaKloli as a chivela chana, this is in line with the general explanation I've drawn about what this world is. It's a makom achana. In yanel kifak kreta veishi holchim mahalach shenu kol zeh beratav begratzas hashmai. Now he's going to speak about a more specific hashgacha that is beprotius to a person. Okay, so let's start now. Perek Shlishi, Bashkocha Ishis. So here he's speaking about what we call Hashgacha Pratis, and the let's speak about it a minute or two before outside, so that we understand a little bit more about this point of Hashgacha Pratis, Hashgacha Klolis, and so on. Hashgacha Pratis and Hashgacha Klolis have nothing to do with an objective reality. And that's very important to get that point. Whether or not Akadosh Baruch Hu knows what happens with every being in this world is a given. That Akadosh Baruch Hu moves pieces is a given. The question is, I'm supposed to be mizbonein in Darkei Hashem. The whole Parshas Hazinu is that a person has an obligation of binu shnei star v'dor, zechari mais oylam binu shnei star v'dor, I have an obligation to be able to see the bigger hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of the recognition of emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in that picture, what do I see? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us to see in this world? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a hashgacha. So, Lamashal, if my cow got sick and died, so what do I see over here? Do I see that the cow didn't do what it's supposed to do? Is that what I see over here? No, I don't see that. I see that cows in the world are an important part of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created cows to give milk, or whatever it is. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in this world. And I look at all the cows in the world. Is there milk? Is there not milk? Is it a good season for cows? Bad season for cows? And so on. That's the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world concerning cows. That's what I see. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill this particular cow or did it die by itself is a moot point. It's a nonsense point. It's a point that's not relevant to us. How the machinery works, what does it mean if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it or it happens by itself? My question is, what do I see? I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ASIC with a cow. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ASIC with the world. More dairy products, less dairy products, more food, less food, and so on. Then, when it comes to people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha is on each individual. So when I see a person going through difficult times, I might see kapara nechet, I might see nisayan, I might see a rasha. I don't know, but at least the picture that I see is particular. The same thing is true when there's a magefa in the world. What I see is a mahalach of magefa. That's how I'm supposed to look at it. That's how I'm supposed to study. That's how I'm supposed to understand. I'm supposed to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with the world as a world and the type of things that required magefa brought about magefa. I'm supposed to see it in that light, and that's the hashgacha that I understand. And anything else than that is not. So that's what it means. It has nothing to do with does HaKadosh Baruch Hu know what happens with the cow? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pull the trigger or not? I don't know what that means. We see things working through a world of teva. So in as much as we see the teva, and in as much as I deher darche hashgacha, see that darche hashgacha, how exactly did the coronavirus get started? It got started in some way. There's a tremendous hashgacha in that. But I can now once it's a virus, I can now look at it in virus terms. Okay, so Vashkocha Ishis. Hine kvar hikadamnu. She inyan havoidesh gen sol adam toli bimashinivru ba oilam inyani toiv inyani ra. Behusem adam beneam livchale sa toiv. So, avoida is that is tov around Lia, and adam is there to choose the toiv. Ve ulam, prot inyani toiv rabim heim. Toiv itself is very, very complex. So obviously, if something is kosher, not kosher, it's fairly simple. But acting towards the other person, that becomes complex. And many things. I want to do something, but I have a lot of gaiva doing it. On the other hand, it's very important. Most things are extremely complex in the Bria. V'chein pratin ra. V'lekol mida teiva michlala teiv. In other words, there is no mida that I can label the way I label meat, kosher, and not kosher. There's much like gaiva. Echad minyone hara, vanyone minyone toiv, rachman is minyone toiv, vehefcha sorius, his tapus, a simple hoka minyone toiv, a fech minyara, chen cholsha prate midas. So you have different midas with different midas that tend to be better and worse, but again, in the end of it, different midas have different configurations. V'hine shira chachma al yonah kol prat yonah mizamin Shiruim Limotse Vilipal Shirusam Hoikanushius Vitasik Zahanabim Koimai. So all these things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain need and a certain shear that will fit the tachlis of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave what's the right word for it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu laid down what is right and what is wrong, how much is right, how much is wrong, and so on, and all these things. In order that all of these inyanim, in other words, again, meat, kosher meat and treif meat requires an animal. One animal, one sheichet, one knife. That's about it. Kina, gaiva, sina, chemla, all of these require extremely complex human interaction. So, in order to be mevar all these things, required an extraordinary complex bria, including all these elements in different purim. Derech Moshel, im lo yehayu ashirim vaniyim, if there wasn't a difference in some people have, some people don't have, lo yehayu makom l'shir adam rachman l'achzori, so rachmanas achzoris wouldn't really apply. Ach ata, hine yinusa ha'ashir ba'ashrei, so now we have a disparity in wealth. So the wealthy person has nisyonos in his wealth. How kind and how merciful is he towards the ani? And an ani has his share of nisyonos. Another nisayon of Ashiris is how much will a person be haughty about it? So the world is a world that's complex, and to bring out all of this complexity, then that is in order to bring out the maila of these particular midas and so on. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world so complex. I want to shtel to a pasuk, a very important pasuk. At the end of Parsha Shmini, which we didn't read this year like all the other parshas, it says, "Ani Hashem asim esayin leizchan alakim yisakdosh ani." Zeis teres habehema va'oiv chal nefesh achaya lehavdul bein atomei ubein atohar bein achaya necheles ubein achaya shloisachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Zeis teres habehema gave us, the end of Shmini deals with kosher, trei from different simanim. It says lehavdul bein atomei ubein atohar, in order to distinguish between tomei and tohar, and between the animal that you're allowed to eat now and you're not allowed to eat. So the Rashi says, Lehavdil, Loibel var hashoine, Eloshetehe yodeo makibahen. In other words, not just things that are clearly different, but using your seichel and das to differentiate. It says that we're supposed to learn to distinguish between what, a cow and a donkey? Maybe someone who grew up in a city looked the same, but anyone who grew up on a farm, this doesn't require much seichel to know the difference. A person, when you shecht, and you shecht 51% of the kana and the veshet, that's kosher. If you shecht 49%, it's not kosher. So to be able to distinguish, to make that distinction between the hairline of 1% or 0.5%, that's what we need it for. Same thing, a chaya is a deer, and a roid is a wild donkey. In treifas, there are very, very close calls. And to make those close calls is what is this mitzvah of the Havdol ben HaTov and HaTahor. I want to talk about this a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Seichel and Das in the Bria. That's his strongest tchuna, is the Seichel. What? How do we measure Seichel? So we have an IQ test in the Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin says that when you want to test a child if he's old enough to make a kinyan or not, if he takes an egos and he throws away a tsror, in other words, two things that look similar, a nut of some sort and a rack that look fairly similar, and a child is able to distinguish between the two, that makes a child of Adas possibly for kinyanim. The pasuk in Yoneh, when it speaks about a city with kids that don't know there's right and wrong, it says they don't know the difference between right and left. In other words, being able to distinguish between similarity is something that strikes a person's senses. This looks like a cat, and this looks like a cat. So these are both cats. But no, this has very sharp claws, and it runs much more quickly, and has a longer body. This is not a cat, this is some other animal of sorts. So the chayah of das in a person is to be mavdol. In at the chayin l'adam das is where we make havdalah. That's where our halachic gemara says in das ayin havdalah minayin. So the ability to distinguish between two things that look alike is Adam's primary faculty. And that's why in the Bria, Adam was his biggest avoda is not refraining from bad and doing good, when it's obvious that just a question of taiva, that's one type of nisoyan, a much deeper nisoyan, and a much more specific use of Kol Adam, is two situations that seem similar, and he has to distinguish between the good and the bad. When the good and the bad look very, very similar, he has to use his das. I want to add a point to this. To paskin, lehavdil is a mitzvah. So, lemashal, let's say somebody has a blood drop in an egg. So it used to be an expensive thing, and you went to Rav to try to get, het and so on. Today, it's all cheap, out in the garbage. And a person sort of pats himself on the back that, I'm a machmir, so I'm a great guy. But that's not true. The first thing is a person needs to use his das. It's laziness to just throw it out. In other words, in whatever area, to apply the standards of Taiv and Ra and specifically label everything what it is, that's Avodas Adam. And therefore, a person should be able to be more specific and make that type of havchana. Then if a person says, okay,